Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, mit Sechtes Menaches, Perik Ches, Mishna Beis. Ein Mevien, you can't bring the Oimer in the Shtei Alechem, explains the Batanura. Loimi Beis Hazvala. We'd rather you don't bring it from a field that you have to fertilize, because maybe it wasn't fertilized enough, so the Peris would be of a lower quality. Or sometimes, the fertilizer, which is meant to break down the earth, so it takes in the seeds better, but sometimes the fertilizer could get into the taste of the peri. And v'loimi beis hashilachim, maybe you remember this from Masechtas Moed Katan, not from a field that has to be irrigated. There are fields that just grow from rainwater. For some, you have to build like canals and bring water into it. Fields that have to be watered usually aren't the best. The tua that grows isn't as good. Vaitra says the Mishnah Volemi Beis Ha'ilin, not from a field with trees. You see, says the Batanura, the grain that grows between the trees in an orchard isn't usually that good because the trees are yoinik, the trees draw off the nutrients that are in the ground. However, the Imhevi, if you did bring it from one of these fields, kosher. L'maisa the Mincha is kosher. Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to give us the process, how they prepared the grain for the Menaches. How do you work with the land? So you have the best quality grain. Zakta Mishnah Nora. First he plows. Shana Rashayn. Year number one. Year number one, he plows the entire field. Nora means to plow. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Niru lachem nir. Now the Gemara explains, during year number one, he plows the entire field, but plants only half the field. And you don't use that grain for Menaches. Ubashniyah, year number two, again you plow the whole field. And Zorah, you plant the other half of the field. Koidim lePesach, before Pesach. How much before Pesach? Shivim Yom, 70 days. V'hi oisa soilis meruba. What you're going to have over here is a lot of fine flour. L'maisa kesar hubaydik. How do you take a check to flour to see if it was sifted enough? If it's fine enough? Sakta Mishnah, Hagizber Gizba means the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash. She's the one that is in charge of buying the flour for the Menaches. If you wanted to bring a mincha, you bought the flour from him. So this gizber, machnis es yadi l'taycha, he puts his hand into the flour. Ola ba'avak, literally if dust comes up, but what it means is, says the Batanura, tiny pieces of flour that's not so good. So psula, this flour is pasul, achi enifana, until you sift it again. You have to use a sieve that has smaller holes. It's going to catch even this. Ve'im hislia, but if the flour or grain became wormy, talas is a worm, hislia means it became wormy, then psula. But I'll take out the worms. No, it doesn't help. It's pasul. Says the Bat Tanura, just like a carbon behemoth has to be a tamim, it can't have a mum, the menaches also have to be tmimus, no mum. And if there are worms over most of it, that's considered a mum, and it's pasul for menaches. Okay. So we learned in our Mishnah, you can't bring the oimer and the shtei lechem, not from a field that has to be fertilized, not from a field that has to be irrigated, and not from grain that grows between trees. This is all a lower quality grain, but if you did bring it, it's kosher, bidiyavet. The right way to do it is, year number one, you plow the field. Now what that does is, the Gemara explains, it takes out the roots, the bad roots. And as we explained, again, based on the Gemara, you plant half the field, the other half you just leave it that way, plowed. Year number two, you plow the entire field, and you plant only the half that you didn't plant the year before. You do this every year. Plow the whole field and plant just the half that wasn't planted the year before. So basically, it's just the first year that we don't use the tua. From the second year and on, you're okay. Then we said you plant 70 days before Pesach. That's when the sun is strong. So the planting in the field that last year was just plowed but not planted, together with the koyach of the sun, that gives a very powerful tua, good tua. Lot of flour. Now, the Gizbar puts his hand into the flour to check it. If there's something which the Mishnah calls dust, but it means pieces of flour that aren't so good, very small pieces, you have to re-sift it. But if most of it becomes wormy, it doesn't help. To sift it, that would be the equivalent of a behemoth with a mum, and it can no longer be used for a carbon.